This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Poet Maggie Smith's new book is a meditation on moving forward after a difficult time. Sounds perfect for right now. Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change started as a daily ritual. Notes posted to Twitter that Smith wrote in the wake of her divorce. The collection of affirmative and poetic messages all ended with the same mantra, keep moving. These quotes guide readers through the book, which takes the form of an essay in parts exploring Smith's relationship to her ex-husband, her young children, herself, while beginning the new challenge and a new chapter in her life. One reads, imagine what might await you on the other side of this dark forest. Imagine the clearing, the sunshine. Keep moving. Smith is maybe best known for her poem, Good Bones, which was called the official poem of 2016 by Public Radio International and the basis of her 2017 collection of the same name. Finding beauty and opportunity in tough times, Keep Moving is written with a beauty and insight that is necessary as we navigate uncertainties in all of our own lives. And Maggie Smith joins me now. Maggie, welcome to the show.
Oh, Allison, thanks for having me.
So I mentioned in the intro this started as this series of short notes, and I follow you on Twitter, and I sort of noticed them. I was like, oh, this is interesting. I was like, what's going on? I see something going on here. What was most useful to you about writing these notes?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think I feel most like myself and closest to myself when I'm writing. So that's the thing. When you're going through a hard time, I think it's important to find things that remind you of who you were maybe before that hard thing happened. But also, I think, you know, the most important conversation that we have every day is the one that we have with ourselves. And so when we're going through tough times, our sisters or friends or neighbors or colleagues might say, you've got this, you know, it'll get better, you can get through this. But if we're not telling ourselves that, it sort of slips off of us.
Well, you know, what was something that you realized about this kind of writing once you posted it to social media? Because you can write these things down in journals, you can sort of have those conversations with yourself during long walks. But then when you put it out into the world,
yeah, I mean, basically it was being vulnerable in front of thousands of people, mm-hmm. which is an interesting process. But it was important to me to do it in part because I wanted to hold myself accountable to whatever that intention was for the day. But also, you know, social media by definition, I think, is so curated. And, you know, we post pictures of our house when it's clean and we talk about our kids when they say cute things. And, you know, we talk about our career successes, the poem that was published and maybe not the 20 rejections it racked up before someone finally wanted it. And so it was important to me to say, hey, I'm struggling. Like, I'm trying, but I'm struggling. And in the thought that maybe someone else who was going through their own stuff, whether it was a divorce like me or, you know, a scary diagnosis or a struggle to stay sober or whatever the thing was that was making them have kind of a what now moment, maybe they wouldn't feel so alone in it or think everybody else has it together and I'm the one who's struggling, because we're all in it.
My guest is author and poet Maggie Smith. The name of the book is Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change. This is a practical question. How did you decide how to organize this book?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, we pulled some of the quotes that had the highest level of engagement, like the ones that seemed to be people's favorites. And then I wrote a lot of new ones, too, for the book. And we came up with a structure that I think, in my mind, sort of mapped out to how I healed is a tricky word, how I endured and pressed through this time in my life. And so there are three sections in the book. The first is revision, because I think the first thing when you're going through a difficult time, the first thing that you need to do is sort of reimagine what is possible and sort of think of your life as a story that is being drafted and revised and not set in stone. And then the second section is resilience, and in those essays I really talk about finding strength and courage when you need it most, which is also when it's hardest to find. And then the last section is transformation. And so it's sort of a story in three acts. And the idea is that you come out the other side of a difficult time, changed, but also maybe better. Maybe a loss has an unexpected gift for you tucked inside of it that you might not see unless you're looking.
Now, lest anybody think you're a Pollyanna and you have a collection of rose-colored glasses, in the book you jokingly refer to yourself as a recovering pessimist. When did you realize you were a pessimist?
If we could just dial my mother right now, she would tell you that I was the Eeyore in the family. And I read about that a little bit in the book. Like, I was a very nervous child, a very scared kid. And I've always used pessimism the way that I think a lot of us do without even realizing it, which is as self-protection. If we expect the worst, we won't be disappointed. And in fact, we can congratulate ourselves because we were right. The bad thing happened that we thought would happen. And I realized that at this really hard time in my life when I, you know, was suddenly a single mom and I was thinking, okay, I'm also self-employed. What am I going to do? You know, the Venn diagram of emotions during a divorce is centered on things like fear and sadness and anger and confusion and that big overlap in the center. And so it was important to me to sort of find my way through that. And pessimism wasn't going to get me there. And it wasn't going to help me function professionally. It wasn't going to help me function as a parent. It wasn't going to get me out of bed. And so I started sort of practicing positive thinking, even though I didn't quite believe it in the beginning. I joke that I tried on hope like a garment that was very oversized and itchy and misshapen and super uncomfortable, but I kept trying it on every day thinking, okay, maybe today I'll feel a little bit of this. Maybe I'll feel a little better. And surprisingly, it started to work. Actually, you know, thinking positive and realizing the truth, which is that as many things can go right as can go wrong, and not to let myself sort of poison the present with worst case scenario thinking, it worked. And I started feeling better. And what's more, because I was doing this so publicly, I was hearing from other people who were saying I really needed this. And that sense of community and purpose also helped kind of lift me and carry me during that time.
My guest is author and poet Maggie Smith. Her book is called Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change. You return to this idea throughout the book that your life is like text. So why do you think writing is a good metaphor for the way we live our lives?
Well, I mean, I say in the beginning of the book that I thought I knew my story. I thought that I was living my life as this book. And really, when my marriage ended, I realized that the life I knew had just been the first chapter, and that I had all of these blank pages in front of me, all of these blank years, that I thought I knew what would fill them. I thought it would be us raising our kids together. I thought it would be retirement and grandkids. And I really thought my future was mapped out the way that a book is already written in advance. But that's just not how life works. We're living as we go. And even if we're in a comfortable situation, we don't know what's coming. If anything, this year has taught us that, that we don't know what's coming. And so I think it's empowering to think about our lives as texts that we're shaping, and that, you know, this is a draft and we get to make it up as we go. And that means we get to revise it. And if we want to change the direction of it, if we want to change things, we can. Now, granted, there will be plot twists. 2020 has been plot twist after plot twist.
Right.
But there's good stuff coming, too. That's the way stories work.
But you do warn that you can revise the life out of something, that you can over-polish and you can overthink.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I find that in my writing, if I get to the 20th version of a poem and it's not jiving, I need to go back to version one and version two and version three and figure out, remind myself what the spark was that led me to the page in the first place. And sometimes in polishing something and polishing and refining it, we can actually scrub the life right out of a piece of writing. And I think we can do that to ourselves too. We can try to be perfect. We can try to sort of curate things to the max when really letting life be a little messy. A lot of joy can slip through the cracks if we're not careful.
My guest is author and poet Maggie Smith. The name of the book is Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change. There's this great idea in the book that was inspired by your daughter, and it's called a beauty emergency. And it's got nothing to do with makeup.
No, thank goodness. although with Zoom, I think we've all had enough of those, too. A beauty emergency in our household is when you yell for someone to come quick, and it's because they have to see the thing that is fleeting. So in the book, I write about a sunrise, but it could be anything, you know, taking a walk with them. If someone says, "Mom, look, I know I can't wait 10 minutes because if it's a little critter crawling or a cloud that's a certain shape, that thing will change." And so the idea of an emergency, you know, it comes from the word emerge. It's something emergent. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative. It just means it's timely and important to get to it right away. And sort of rethinking, finding those pockets of joy in our days, which I think right now is so important. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she said, you know, I feel bad sometimes having a good day or laughing or having a positive experience right now because there's so much suffering. When someone asks you how you're doing, you almost cringe to say, "I'm having a pretty good day," because it seems like we shouldn't be allowed to have a good day with everything that's happening in this country and in the world. But I think it's so important to notice those beauty emergencies and just to remember that this life is a one-off. This is all we get, as far as we know. And we need to really live the best we can and not just grit our teeth and survive it.
For someone who's not there yet, who can't quite get to that place of thinking about a beauty emergency or thinking about revising, you propose you should think about possibly embracing post-traumatic growth. Like, you know that it's traumatic.
Yeah.
You know what's going on is difficult. And then we need to think about what happens next.
What happens next? I mean, it's one of the things I think about with that is that, you know, tucked inside every ending, as painful as that ending may be, there's a beginning of something else. So whether or not you wanted the ending, you know, if you lost your job versus whether you retired from that job, it doesn't feel the same. The ending will feel different to you, whether you chose it or had it forced upon you. Just like leaving a relationship or being left feels different. But I think it's important for us to try at least to see what might be possible in the wake of a traumatic upheaval. You know, what's there? If fire burns something to the ground, we can stand and mourn what was there and should, but also now there's this space. So what can we build there? And sort of looking at loss as not as loss, but not just as loss, as also maybe an opportunity to redirect us in a new way or to open up something in our lives that we maybe wouldn't have tried before. I think the pandemic is doing that for a lot of people. Is we're rethinking what our family life looks like, and we're rethinking what our professional lives look like. And I mean, a lot of hardship has come out of this year, but I think people are finding ways to also make positive changes, even though they're being forced to do so because of the circumstances of this year.
The name of the book is Keep Moving, Notes on Loss, Creativity, and Change. It is by poet and author Maggie Smith. Maggie, thank you for this book.
Oh, thanks for having me today.